Bedtime stories for adults. Depression and anxiety. Have a peaceful, relaxing sleep and wake up fresh, happy, and without worries. Calm your mind now. Bedtime Stories for Adults, Book 3. Written by Andy Benson. Narrated by Adam Brazell. Introduction. If you found yourself lying in bed often without being able to fall asleep, or you find yourself struggling to stay asleep, you may suffer from insomnia. Insomnia is one of those problems that could be isolated on its own, or it could be something that is indicative that you have other problems that need to be addressed. If you find that it is hard for you to fall asleep, stay asleep, or get back to sleep, you may need to address this sleep disorder, especially if it starts to impact your own personal quality of life. It can harm your energy level or your mood, as well as your efficiency and health. While we all need slightly different amounts of sleep, most adults require between 7 and 8 hours nightly. And if you're not getting at least that, you may be struggling with insomnia. If you are, you are not alone by any means. Most adults suffer from what is known as an acute episode of insomnia, where for a few days or weeks, there is a struggle sleeping, typically tied to trauma or stress. However, some people have longer-lasting chronic insomnia that can last for months at a time. If your sleep is suffering, know that you don't have to put up with it. You can make some very simple changes to your life to fix the problem. In this book, we are going to be addressing two common causes of insomnia: anxiety and depression. Both of these can lead to major problems with feelings of insomnia, but you can learn to cope with them. Through learning how to navigate your own life and how you choose to interact with yourself, you can start to alleviate that anxiety and depression. And as those symptoms alleviate, your sleep should improve dramatically. This is because anxiety and depression are both known to negatively impact sleep one way or another. You cannot cure depression or anxiety through meditative techniques. The anxiety and depression will still be there, but you will also be able to approach the situation better as well. You are learning to cope with the negative feelings that otherwise would have controlled you and prevented you from allowing the anxiety and depression to keep your mind reeling all night long. When you have the ability to cope with the negative thoughts that will typically get in your way, you realize that you are far more capable of succeeding at coping with your feelings than you were before. As a result, you should see some alleviation of insomnia. This book is designed to help you cope with your anxiety and depression through mindful bedtime stories. These are stories that require you to quietly focus on what is written, listening, and surrendering yourself to what you want to hear. As a result, you will be able to cope better. In this book, it is assumed that you have some degree of mindfulness background. This book is the third in a series of meditative stories meant to aid in the alleviation of anxiety and depression to aid in sleeping better, and it will use techniques that have been taught throughout the previous two as well. The first book introduced you to the concept of mindfulness. It worked to teach you gentle, mindful meditation through the use of mindful breathing, body scans, and affirmations. Each of these techniques worked to help alleviate those stressors to allow for sleep to occur. The second book expanded upon those basic techniques, introducing progressive relaxation. Progressive relaxation builds upon body scans, allowing you to begin to work better, to help yourself with consciously relaxing several parts of the body little by little until you are done. If you can do this, you will realize that you actually do have the power to calm yourself down over time, something that is highly beneficial to just about everyone. Finally, this book will introduce you to the use of passive thought observation without judgment for the moment that you are in. As you go through the use of passive thought observation, you learn how to keep yourself at the moment, aware of what is happening within your mind, but you do not engage with the thoughts that you have. You simply let them pass as they are without complaint and without judgment. This helps you to learn where your mind stands, so you can be certain that you know what is causing the feelings
Sample complete. Ready to continue?